AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Hundreds gathered in the plaza of a courthouse in Prescott, Arizona to honor Kayla Mueller, the 26-year-old international aid worker taken hostage by Islamic State militants, her death confirmed earlier this month. Family, friends, and strangers wore pink ribbons on their shirts as they listened to speakers reflect on her life and work. Eric Mueller is her brother.
Do what she would do. If you see somebody struggling, you see somebody upset, go give them a hug. Do what Kayla would do. Make the community even stronger.
At his White House summit on countering violent extremism, President Obama says the U.S. and its allies need to join Muslim leaders in exposing the lie that the West is at war with Islam.
We are not at war with Islam. We are at war with people who have perverted Islam.
Obama says the militants masquerade as religious leaders but are really terrorists. He appealed directly to prominent Muslims to do more to distance themselves from brutal ideologies. The former Secret Service special agent installed temporarily in the wake of security breaches to become the agency's next director is being given the job permanently. White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest says Joseph Clancy has done a solid job as acting director.
Director Clancy stepped into that role at the special request of the president at a rather difficult time for the agency. And over the course of the last several months, Director Clancy has demonstrated the kind of leadership that, frankly, many of us expected.
The UCLA Medical Center says nearly 200 patients were exposed to a potentially deadly superbug between October and January. They were exposed during endoscopic procedures. Seven patients were infected. Two died. As one of his final acts in office, Oregon's outgoing governor, John Kitzhaber, commuted the prison sentence of a young inmate convicted of attempted murder. This is AP Radio News. This isn't the kind of weather you expect in the South. The National Weather Service in this recording says it'll be a cold night in the upstate region of South Carolina.
Tonight, mostly clear. Colder with lows around 10 above. Northwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Gusts up to 35 miles an hour, decreasing to 25 miles an hour after midnight. Wind chill values as low as 4 below.
The Kentucky House canceled its meetings for the rest of the week after another winter storm dumped 3 more inches of snow in the state's capital. A law enforcement official has told the Associated Press that there's video showing that Bruce Jenner started the chain reaction crash that resulted in a woman's death on a Malibu highway on February 7th. The official says when Jenner steered to avoid cars slowing for a traffic light in front of him on the Pacific Coast Highway, his SUV rear-ended two cars, pushing a Lexus into oncoming traffic. That driver died. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save.